Financial blacklisting, YouTube strips ad revenue from Second Amendment activist Antonia Okafor. By Alim Bokhari on April 24, 2019. Conservative YouTuber and Second Amendment activist Antonia Okafor reports that her entire channel was stripped of advertising revenue by the Google-owned video platform after she uploaded an interview about self-defense with a fellow conservative. YouTube restored advertising to Okafor's account after this article published, claiming in a statement, "Sometimes we make the wrong call on content. YouTube went straight to just demonetizing my entire channel today," wrote Okafor. "Just uploaded an episode where Nina Prevost, a Creole libertarian, and I interviewed Amy Robbins about teaching young women to defend themselves." Okafor is the CEO of Empowered, an organization that teaches self-defense and Second Amendment rights to college-aged women around the country. The organization's slogan is "Gun rights are women's rights." YouTube has yet to respond to Breitbart News' inquiry about the status of Okafor's channel. Prominent conservatives took to Twitter shortly after the news to condemn YouTube's decision. "Blatant viewpoint suppression," wrote Lila Rose, president of the pro-life group Live Action. "Why is supporting the Second Amendment controversial?" asked the Twitter account of Prager University, a conservative education organization that previously sued YouTube over the deliberate suppression of its videos. Radio host Alex Clark called on President Trump to focus on YouTube censorship, a call previously made by conservative insiders at Google, one of whom called bias at the Google-owned video platform a smoking gun. "Does YouTube have a problem with black conservative women? Appears so," said Dave Rubin. Breitbart News has previously exposed rampant political bias at YouTube. Information exclusively leaked to Breitbart News exposed widespread search manipulation at the video hosting platform, including the deliberate re-ranking of search results for abortion and abortions in order to appease a left-wing Slate journalist. According to the leaked information, YouTube has also adjusted search results on behalf of progressive anti-gun activist David Hogg and Democrat Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Update: a YouTube spokesperson provided this comment to Breitbart News. "We enforce our YouTube partner program policies vigorously, consistently, and without any political bias. In the case of this channel, it was incorrectly removed from the program. With the massive volume of videos on our platform, sometimes we make the wrong call on content. The channel has been reinstated in the YouTube partner program."